As followers of Jesus Christ, let us pray to our loving Father. We pray that all in your church can understand what it really means to love and serve you. We seek to have strength in the times which test us, for when we experience unexpected or undeserved suffering, and we seek the peace and joy that comes from knowing we are doing your work. We ask forgiveness for those times when we have behaved less than we should have, for those occasions when we have let others down, or for when we have caused hurt and suffering, either through our own willfulness or through our ignorance of how we should behave towards our fellow people. We come together now to renew our commitment to do your work through our loving relationships with each other and with ourselves, as we seek the wisdom to make difficult decisions and in all our actions to affirm in ourselves and in others your limitless love. We pray for those who suffer still within our world and for guidance for those who have authority. And we pray for those who hold power, both locally and nationally, that they may be awakened to the possibilities of how to do your work in your world. Loving God, the full extent of love you have for us is so much greater than we can imagine. And in our love and thankfulness, we offer the praise of our lives. And now let us join together, saying the prayer which Jesus taught to his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Jesus calls us here to meet him as through word and song and prayer. Affirm God's promised presence where his people live and care. Praise the God who keeps his promise. Praise the Son who calls us friends. Praise the Spirit who among us to our hopes and fears attends. Jesus calls us to confess him, Word of life and Lord of all, Sharer of our flesh and frailness, saving all who fail or fall. Tell his holy human story, tell his tales that all may hear. Tell the world that Christ in glory came to earth to meet us here. Jesus calls us to each other, vastly different though we are. Creed and colour, class and gender, neither limit nor debar. Join the hand of friend and stranger, join the hands of age and youth. Join the faithful and the doubter in their common search for truth. Jesus calls us to his table, rooted firm in time and space. Where the church in earth and heaven finds a common meeting place. Share the bread and wine, his body, share the love of which we sing. Share a feast for saints and sinners, hosted by our Lord and King.
May the love of the Father enfold us, the wisdom of the Son enlighten us, the fire of the Spirit inflame us. And may the blessing of God rest upon us and bide with us now and evermore. Amen.
Things are going to feel different, but the important thing is that you are welcome in this place and God will be with us. Won't be able to sing. The choir won't be here singing either. When we come to say the Lord's Prayer, we've been told that it is all right for us to whisper the words, but we must do that very quietly. The service will be shorter, so it'll be about half an hour. And what we'll do, which will be a wee bit different from usual, there'll be a mixture of words, but there'll also be images on our screens that we have in the sanctuary and music to enhance what we're sharing from the Bible. But it will feel different to the way that we usually share together.
We're going to have a booking system, and so you will be able to phone me on a Wednesday morning or a Thursday afternoon at the church where you'll be able to book a place, or you can email me at churchadministrator and I will book a place for you.
One of the constraints with the 2 meter social distancing is that in the sanctuary here, we can only have 28 places. So really the only practical way of dealing with that is to have a booking system. And we've explained in the letter that's gone out to all of our congregation, and it's on our website as well, just what to do with that. So you can either phone and book your place for worship, or you can email and book your place. We don't know at all at the moment what the demand is going to be. One of the things that the Kirk Session realises is that we may need to review the number of opportunities that we have for worship. So at the moment we're seeing one gathering at 10:30 on a Sunday, but going forward we may introduce other gathering times as we see the need for people to be able to come to the building. The Wednesday evening times are for private prayer and reflection. Again, you will need to book those times, but it may be that that would be more suitable for some people to feel that they just want to come and to sit for 10 minutes and then leave. And that would be something that they could do on the Wednesday evening, but no formal led worship on the Wednesday.
There are only 28 seats available at the moment.
So what if you book and the seats aren't available? What do you just have to revert to another service, or what happens?
I will let you know that all the seats are taken and I will book you in for the following Sunday, if you're happy with that.
Morning!
Good morning.
Can I take you in, please?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. If you'd like to just...
As you walk into the church, there will be a steward on the door who will take your name and tick you off so that we know that the person is here and we've got all your details. And this is because we have to keep a record of everybody's details for 21 days for the test and protect that the government have set up. You will then be asked to sanitise your hands and then come forward, and a steward will direct you on a one-way system to your seat, and we will be filling up from the front to the back.
One of the main things for people to know about coming into the building is that we're only going to be using the front entrance. So if you're bringing someone to church who has mobility issues, the idea would be to drop them off at the front door before you go round and park your car in the car park. Those who have shared car arrangements, people will need to take their own responsibility for whether they feel it's acceptable to bring someone else with them to the church in their own cars. That's not something we can really legislate for. We would ask people to keep in line with all of the advice that's been given by the Scottish Government in relation to that.
You can't shake hands with people when you come into church. You have to social distance all the time. You will have to sit on an individual seat, different things like that.
So at the moment, the Scottish Government have advised that singing is not something we can do in church. And that's going to be quite difficult because we are going to have music that will play, but people will be asked just to listen to that. Obviously, if you'd rather sing out loud and enjoy that, then our advice would be to remain at home and to use the online worship, and you can sing till your heart's content there, because no one's around, or if they are, it's someone who's meant to be around and it's not a problem. So we have to keep at all times that social distance to keep one another safe, and that means that we are limited in that very important physical contact that we usually have with people, whether that's shaking someone's hand, maybe touching their shoulder or giving them a hug. We're not going to be able to do that. Also, we're going to, for those who are worshipping, going to be wearing face masks. And that's quite hard for us to see one another's expressions. So a lot of it is going to be about smiling through our eyes, and that's not always an easy thing to do. But we'll still be together and still be able to share and be in this place to worship. As people will see on the images that you've given today, the church building looks different. So, for example, we've moved all of the usual chairs, the fabric blue chairs, and we've replaced them with plastic chairs. These were chairs that we were using in the cafe area previously. And the reason for that is that these chairs are much easier to sanitise and clean down after everyone has used them. And it's a priority for us to make sure that the building is clean and fit for purpose and a safe place for people to come. Part of that has also involved the removal of certain items that people would usually have in the building. So, for example, you would usually have a fall here in the pulpit that's made of beautiful embroidered cloth. You would usually have the Bibles and the hymn books. All of these have been removed because potentially they are areas that people would touch. And you'll have heard of people talking about touch points. And we do ask that when people come in and out of the building, as much as possible, they don't touch too many surfaces and areas, because those are the areas where it's likely that infection can be left behind. And that's also why we ask people both to sanitise their hands on the way into the building and again as they're leaving the building. In place of the hymn books and the Bibles, the screens will operate as they normally do in worship, and so the words will be there, we'll use images, and there's nothing to stop people bringing their own Bible with them to church if they would like to do so. Usually when we come to church, if we don't already have a direct debit set up for givings, we bring our offering with us in our pockets and our offering envelopes. What we would ask people to do is please do bring your offering with you. We won't be passing a plate around to collect it, but there will be a plate at the door where people can leave that offering, and we will give thanks to God for our offerings as part of our worship. Also encourage people, if they might like to think about giving to the church differently, to contact our treasurer, Alex Stephen, who'll be able to give them information about how to set up a standing order and continue to give to the life of the church in that way. It looks like the 2 metre social distancing, which applies to places of worship, is going to be here for some time. During the lockdown, we were able to work closely with one another in a small team in the church to put together our online worship. And online worship has been there as something people could access wherever they were at different times during the week. We also set up the dedicated telephone line. And the online worship and the dedicated telephone line will remain for some time, if not indefinitely. And the worship that we have here on the Sunday morning will be modelled on what we're doing on online worship. So what people would be watching at home and online is what we'll be doing here in the sanctuary. So very much across the public worship and across the worship online, we'll be sharing the same themes and prayers together. This is going to feel a wee bit strange. It takes me back to my days as a teacher, because when worship comes to its conclusion, we're going to ask people to remain in their seats, and we're going to ask them to file out one at a time. And that will be in a one-way system as they came into the church. Again, not stopping to speak to anyone or to shake hands at the door, and remembering as they leave to sanitise their hands as they did in the way in. It will feel strange, because sometimes you like to congregate with one another as you're leaving the building, but for safety reasons at the moment, we're just politely ask people not to do so and just to leave the building and go on their journey.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. May the